And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. We start today with a stunning display of unfairness, where an amateur Australian soccer team with five transgender players dominated a women's tournament, taking home the $1,000 prize. Would you expect any other result? Now, I'm no expert on soccer at all, period, but I'm pretty sure having almost half your lineup consist of biological males playing nothing but females gives you a slight advantage. But hey, who cares about fair competition or the well-being of female athletes? There's a woke agenda we've got to push, folks. The team's president defended the victory, I'm sure he did, claiming that trans women belong in women's competition. That statement would be hilarious if it wasn't so infuriating. God created them male and female, not male, female, and whatever else you want to be today. Oh, in other news, bureaucrats in Oakland are fining a 102-year-old wheelchair-bound man because he could not clean the gang graffiti off of his house. Victor Silva Sr. was born in the 20s, and now he's being hounded by the city while the gangbangers not only are spraying graffiti on his house, but shooting up the city without penalty. Apparently, Oakland has gotten so bad the only In-N-Out Burger in the town closed its doors, and Taco Bell's have gone drive-thru only for the fear of criminals. But sure, let's go harass a man that can't get out of a wheelchair who's 102 years old, a man we should celebrate for the longevity of his life. Let's go harass him because he is medically incapable of cleaning the graffiti off of his home that someone else sprayed on there. It's like something out of a dystopian novel, folks. Meanwhile, the leader of Princeton University's, quote, queer alumni club has been arrested on, you guessed it, child pornography charges. 53-year-old Roy Trey Farmer, an Ivy League grad with degrees from Yale and Harvard, was taken into custody after police raided his condo next to the main entrance of Princeton. Earlier in the year, Farmer oversaw the rebranding of the school's LGBT alumni group, changing its name to Queer Princeton Alumni. Hopefully that's a lesson learned. You know, spend a little bit more time in vetting your leadership rather than woke window dressing. That might prove beneficial down the road. And finally, let's keep it in the Ivy League realm. In a secretive move, Harvard's law school student government has voted on a resolution to boycott Israel via an anonymous online school ballot. The measure calls for divesting from any entity involved in the occupation of Palestine without defining whether that includes just the West Bank and Gaza or all of Israel. In an emergency meeting, student leaders amended the bylaws to allow this covert process, claiming it was to prevent doxing and harassment. Sure, that's what it was, because there's nothing sketchy about elected representatives hiding their votes from the people they serve. Nothing sketchy at all. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.